News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.
Festival season is well and truly underway, with Glastonbury on this weekend and Body and Soul on here at home. Now, across the UK, drug testing has been introduced at various music festivals, with festival goers able to test the purity and, all important, the safety of the drugs they're taking before entering the festivals. Is this a move we should be looking to introduce here in Ireland? To discuss this, we're joined on the line by Tony Duffin, who's director with Anna Liffey Drug Project. Tony, are you in favour of drug testing at festivals?
Good morning, Paul. Yes, absolutely. It would be new to Ireland, but it won't be new, as you know, in the UK. It's already done, and in other countries across Europe and other parts of the world, it's carried out. It's important to say that we can't guarantee the safety of any illicit drugs. We can only talk about drug use being safer, so reducing risks, improving the situation.
So tell me this. Okay, first of all, does this normalise drug use?
No, okay. Absolutely not. I mean, we don't condone drug use. We simply want to, it is a fact of life that people do take drugs. Mm. We already have a policy of prohibition across the country.
But it is implicit encouragement, isn't it? It's implicit approval that, you know, it is normal for you to take this. But the reason, one of the questions I was coming to is, how do somebody comes into a concert and they have Special K, ketamine, a horse tranquilizer, which is deadly to kids' brains and any human's brains. It knocks out horses, for God's sake. So they go into get the drug tested and they're told, by the way, this is legitimate ketamine, Special K, you've got the right drug. It will knock you out like a horse. Do you know what I mean?
There are great risks to taking ketamine, but not everybody has a terrible time when they take ketamine. And obviously, I'm not promoting any drugs, but you know, there is a thing called a K-hole where people fall into, as it were, and their body and mind separate. It's extreme detachment, and taking ketamine at a festival where you're surrounded by possibly strangers and an unusual environment, nobody would recommend anyone doing that.
So would it help then in the situation like that if they do get their ketamine tested? And I don't know why that drug just came into my hand, or so many others. Would you give? Should they be giving advice? By the way, you know this shit that you're putting into yourself, mm-hmm. it could blow your brain, even though it is what it says on the tin.
Well, a couple of things happen. So people get to find out about what's actually in the drug, the powder, the pill that they're about to take. And also, in terms of the model that Professor Fiona Meesham has just rolled out in the UK, there is around a 10-minute wait where staff intervene, talk to people about, drug use, as keep safe, and people get into the discussion. I think what's really important is engaging with people who take drugs in a credible way. It doesn't, whatever we think, it's more important what they think and what's credible to them. And, the work of the analysis is actually all about engagement with people, often people who aren't engaged in a positive way.
Tony, just very, very briefly, because we're running out of time here, sure. And it's an important question I want to ask you. If you had a testing tent, so to speak, at any of the festivals here for drugs, under the Misuse of Drugs Act, the Garda Síochána would be obliged to raid that tent, that because they could not and are not allowed to stand by.
Well, I think we're at an early phase. Obviously, it can happen in Ireland, but I think we're at an early phase. There's a lot of discussion to be had. This isn't imminent. This isn't going to happen tomorrow. So there would have to be discussions with the HSC, with On Garda Síochána. We'd have to look at whether there was a change to the law. So it's early days. But I would say, I suppose, let the best be the enemy of the good. One in five people dispose of their drugs when they realise what's actually in them, what the content is. So, if we can reduce those harms, if we can reduce people ending up in A&E and in our hospitals and any harm, I think we all want people to have a good time, but we want them to come home safely at the end of the day.
Absolutely. Tony Duffin, Director with the Anna Liffey Drug Project, thank you for giving us that update on that situation.
News Talk Breakfast, in association with AIR, supporting your business on our mobile network right across Ireland.